I've noticed that a lot of times after I face a problem, I keep running away to the next one to avoid the last. I don't give myself time to heal, and instead, I jump right into the next friendship or whatever it was I was trying to run away from. If you felt the same before, then this one's for you. This one's called, You Need to Give Yourself Time to Heal. If you keep distracting yourself with the next problem instead of healing yourself from the last one, it's like you're cutting into a wound over and over again. Don't get me wrong, it's great that you're able to distract yourself to get your mind off something that's bothering you, but when you're constantly trying to distract yourself to the point where you're exhausted, it's no longer a good thing. It can affect your mental health in a negative way. The best way we can help ourselves out is by giving yourself time to heal. You can't expect everything to work out for you when you're constantly trying to avoid the fact that you aren't okay and you don't remember the last time when you were. You need to stop and take in all the pain and sadness instead of trying to avoid it. I always thought that avoiding the pain would only make it hurt less. But I was wrong. Me trying to pretend like I was okay and that I was done healing just broke me more. If I could go back in time and tell myself something, it would be that I needed to give myself that time to heal. I feel like I always thought because I saw everyone around me getting better and everyone around me moving on that I had to do so too, and if I stopped everything, took time to heal, that I'd be making everyone wait for me, if that makes sense. Instead of learning how to distract yourself, learn how to sit down and just breathe. Live in the moment. Have conversations with yourself. Nobody knows you better than yourself. If you don't tell people that you need some time to heal, how will they know? There are times where I want to take off some time to heal. When I'm taking this time to heal, there are people who need me, whether it's for school, their mental health, etc. These things always get me a bit frustrated because I finally sat down to help myself and now all of a sudden someone else needs me. I need myself too. Again, don't get me wrong, helping people is great and I absolutely love it. But when you're struggling to keep going, it doesn't matter if someone else needs you for school or whatnot. You need to understand that it's okay to let people know that you can't help them for a bit, even if you might think you sound selfish. Everyone needs to help themselves out every now and then. They'll just have to understand. Giving yourself this time to heal and reflect on what's happened is incredibly important. What's more important is that what happens after that. You can either learn from this experience or you can ignore and jump back into whatever you were doing wrong, just like last time. Everything we go through in life, whether it's good or bad, should be a learning experience for all of us. If you don't give yourself that time to heal, how will you rebuild yourself? Self-communication is key, and I cannot stress this enough. If you don't stop and talk to yourself about how you feel, how will you know that you need some time off to heal? To be honest, I usually try my best to distract myself until I reach a point where I can't get out of bed anymore. I distract myself to the point where I feel like I have no more hope and nowhere else to go. Personally, I feel like when someone gets into this mindset or place that it can get incredibly dangerous. Knowing how to distract yourself is great, but please don't use it as a coping mechanism. If you ever do feel like there's no hope or you have nowhere else to go in life, please reach out and ask for help. Most importantly, try your best to take